朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于宏杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
第四个摆在身体里面，这是一个更好的保护。
And fourthly, it's a much better protection when you're inside the body.
我想这个故事我们从小就知道，一根筷子一折就断。
And these stories that we have seen since our youth, that one single chopstick breaks very easy.
十根筷子我们中间已经没有几个人可以折断它。
And 10 chopsticks together, not too many in our midst could break it.
你放两打的筷子，我相信我们中间没有人可以折断。
And if you put two dozens of chopsticks together, I don't thinkyou could break them to all together.
一个再红的炭火，再红最红的拿出来，它早晚灭掉。
It doesn't matter how hot a single coal can be. If you take it out of its gathering, it will cease to burn.
一个再冷甚至再湿的一个炭火放进去，它早晚会变红。
It doesn't matter how cold and how wet and how damp a particular charcoal may be. You put it in the midst of fire, it will glow.
弟兄姊妹，这都是在身体里面我们可以得着的。
Brothers, these are all the things that we can receive in the body.
而且我们在身体的里面更能够帮助我们这个人成长。
And inside the body, we can grow better.
哎，我今天忘了带控影来了。假装我这边有一个quarter啊。
And let's say I have a quarter with me.
我跟钟明交换，他也有一个 quarter.
And James has a quarter, and I'll swap with him.
请问我们交换完以后，我有没有赚
？And actually, after the exchange has taken place, did I gain any?
我有没有赔
？Did I lose any?
没有，除非我这是古代的 coin.
Unless it's it's an antique coin.
但是我如果问钟明，我说钟明，请问开车怎么样子可以省油
？And I asked 钟明 ，How can I save gas when I drive?
Hybrid, okay.
Buy a hybrid.
另外一个 James, 郑林，不要不停地刹车。
Don't accelerate and stop, or accelerate and stop.
那我也告诉你一个，不要油门踩太快，像我一样。
And I will
tell you, 呢
don't drive too fast.
开什么？开得稳一点啊，或是轮胎加点气，那个气要保持够。
More stable, have the right air pressure in your tires.
你看，我们交换 idea, 交换完以后，我得到了五个 idea, 通通可以用。
After the exchange of these ideas, I've gained five or four other ideas, and I can use all of them.
请问我刚才告诉他的那一个，我有没有损失
？The idea that I gave James, did I lose anything?
没有。
No.
但是他告诉我，他也没有损失。
But when he tells me his ideas, he didn't lose anything.
但是当我们彼此交换完的时候，我们都赚的。
But after we have that exchange of knowledge, we both gain something.
当神儿女们聚在一起聚会的时候
，when the children of God gathers together，
他把他怎么经历主、认识主跟我们分享出来。
When he experiences or when he shares his experiences of the Lord with everyone，
他一点都没有损失。
He didn't lose a thing。
另外一个弟兄跟我们做见证，他怎么从软弱、失败中走出来
？Another brother will share how he came out of his weakness and came to the place of strength。
他也没有损失。
He didn't lose anything。
可是聚完会的时候，我们都赚了。
But after the meeting, we've all gained something。
我们都丰富了。
We are all full。
弟兄姊妹，我们需要身体啊。
But just we need one another。
所以圣经上说，神定这个日子，要神要赐福这个日子。
So the Lord has set this day apart that He will bless this day。
光我们在一起都要得这么多祝福。
And just us being together, we would be blessed。
更不要说我们是在神的面前，他亲自同在。
Not to say that we are in the presence of God and He is with us。
所以弟兄姊妹，这是第一个讲到祝福啊。
And the very first aspect of being blessed。
第二个讲到它是命令，它是圣日。
And the second aspect that is a commandment, it's a holy day.
它是一个分别为圣的日子。
It's a day that has been sanctified.
我们从前是为奴的。
We were slaves in times of old.
现在神把我们给分别出来了。
But now the Lord set us apart.
我们理当要来侍奉他。
And it is rightful that we serve Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是命令。
And this is a command.
当我们不尊重神的时候。
And when we no longer respect God.
当我们不尊重主日的时候。
And we don't respect the Lord's day.
你一定在主的面前不知道要损失多少的祝福。
You will lose tremendously.
而连神这么重要、这么明文规定的要求，我们都不肯遵从的话。
If the Lord has made it so clear to you and I this requirement that He has, we can't keep it.
这是很大的事啊。
And you don't. This is a very big thing.
所以在历史上，你听见很多这个好好守主日的见证。
So throughout history, you've heard many, many testimonies about how we ought to keep the Lord's Day.
刚才我们听的练习姊妹跟继父，他的父亲都做的见证，他帮他父亲做的见证。
Both Sister Nancy and our brother Jifu shared about themselves and his father.
那我希望我们也都能够在主的面前能够重视这件事。
And I pray that we all would take it very seriously.
我听说这个以前说。这个苏联啊，克鲁雪夫来访问美国的时候
，and I heard a story that in time past in Russia，
这个总理他们来
，Gorbachev was came to interview。
Gorbachev 更老的， oh. 那是甘乃迪在的时候。
In、the days of President Kennedy。
他礼拜天聚会的时候要带克鲁雪夫去，克鲁雪夫说我不去。
On the Sunday service, Kennedy wanted to take this leader from Russia to church to meet. He said, I'm not going to go.
所以甘乃迪就把他留在白宫，自己去聚会了。
So Kennedy left him in the White House and he went to service.
弄得他一肚子不舒服。
So he was very uncomfortable, very upset.
我是国宾呢，你居然这个。
And he says, I am the head of my country and you leave me here by myself?
但是甘乃迪知道我是敬拜神的。
And Kennedy says, I know I'm worshiping God.
因为怎么听说罗斯福总统他如果有任何一个主日因为特别的事情身体好真的不能来的话他一定打电话给教会的牧师请个假。
And I heard that Roosevelt, when he cannot attend Sunday service because he's physically ill, he will call his pastor and ask for an excuse.
不是说要牧师准假才能请假而是说到他对这个日子的敬重。
It is not so much that he needed an approval of his pastor to take the day off, but he respected that day.
我也很谢谢丽燕姊妹那天在我桌上放了两个故事是我以前讲过的就是从两本杂志她又印给我。
And I really thank our sister Li Yan. She left two stories on my desk and are stories that I share with everybody in time past.
讲到在1924年在这个法国巴黎那一次的奥运奥林匹克运动会里面。
And talks about 1924 and the Olympic in Paris.
那个英国的代表 Eric Liddell.
And the representative, an athlete from England, Eric Liddell.
他要代表英国参加100米、200米跟400米的这个奥运赛跑。
And he's doing the sprint, the race for the 100 meter, 200 meter, and 400 meter.
那100米是他最有希望拿冠军的，拿金牌的。
The 100 meter was the event that he was most likely to get the gold medal.
但是就是因为正好礼拜天比赛，所以他拒绝参赛。
But that race, the final race, was on Sunday, so he refused to attend.
他受到很大的压力，别人的攻击。
There was a lot of pressure and a lot of attack from the people.
但是礼拜天他去法国的一个教会去聚会去那里跟别人做见证去。
But that day he went to a church in France and to share with his brothers and sisters there.
还好他的同伴他为他的同伴祷告同伴拿到金牌。
And he prayed for his companion and his companion got the gold medal.
然后回来过了三天礼拜四开始400米的比赛。
And afterwards, three days later, there was the 400 meter race.
初赛复赛他的表现都平平啊勉强进到最后 final 的六个人里面。
And the prelims, initial races, he wasn't really, really good, but he was good enough to get into the finals.
但是就在最后的决赛的时候。
And at the very, the final race,
他居然破了世界纪录。
He broke the world record. 拿到400
米的金牌。
And he got the gold medal for the 400 meter.
他赛跑有一个很特别的姿势他的脸向天的。
And he has a very, interesting posture. His face is always,
没有人认为他可以拿到金牌也不认为英国可能拿得到这个金牌。
And nobody thought that he would ever get the gold medal for the 400 race, nor is England capable of getting that medal.
而且就在复赛的时候瑞典的一个选手就在复赛的时候破了世界纪录48秒跑完400米。
And I think it's the semifinals, another athlete actually just broken the world record.
结果他居然在决赛的时候再一次就破了前一两天破的世界纪录。
But on the final race, he broke that record again.
有姊妹在他比赛结束的时候
And at the conclusion of the games,
后来才晓得原来在他进去比赛的时候
And then he realized that when he was walking into this competition,
有一个法国的接待员递给他一张小纸条
And there was a receptionist from France has given him a small note.
他一直没有空看
And he never had a chance to read what was on that note.
但他上场之前他终于拿出来看了一下
But right when he got on the tracks, he pulled out the note and read it.
上面一句话，撒母耳记第二章的话。
It came out of the book of Samuel.
凡尊重我的，我必尊重他。
He who honors me, I will honor also.
而且这句话成为他里面最大的一个激励，让他那天居然跑了拿了金牌。
So those words became the greatest encouragement for him, and he won the gold medal that day.
我很感动的就是这个弟兄，他的父母亲。
And I was really touched that the parents of this particular brother.
其实是在中国做宣教士。
He was actually missionary. They were missionaries in China.
而且是在义和团庚子事变的年间，他居然在蒙古那一带最穷困的地方做宣教士。
They were in the days of the Boxer Rebellion that they were evangelists in China in the most remote areas in China.
他是1902年生在中国。
In 1902, he was born in China.
五年之后，他爸爸妈妈带他回苏格兰老家的时候
，five years later, and he was brought back to Switzerland,
Scotland. 他父母亲因为实在不放心在中国的安全，把他们兄弟两个就留在苏格兰。
And his parents worry about their safety in China, so they left them in Scotland.
就兄弟两个从小虽然爸爸妈妈不在，但是他们都非常的上进。
And these two brothers, even though their parents weren't around, but they were very, they worked very hard.
他们书也读得好，属灵光景也好，身体也好，他们居然能够成为拿奥运金牌，爸妈不在。
And they were studying hard, they were disciplining themselves to the point they became a very good athlete. They can actually attain the gold medal.
我们的弟兄都差点去比奥运哈，你要能够有资格进奥运，你需要非常强的 discipline.
And for you to be able to get into the Olympics, you got to have very strong discipline.
弟兄姊妹，而且就在他拿完金牌，1924年拿完
，and right after he got the gold medal in 1924.
1925年他从爱丁堡大学毕业
，in 1925 he graduated from college.
因为他拿了金牌，所以他的前途非常看好，很多人都争相想要聘请他。
And because he had the gold medal, he has a very bright future. Everybody wanted to hire him.
他居然提着简单的行李到中国来跟他爸爸妈妈一起做宣教士。
He picked up his suitcase and he went to China and became a missionary.
弟兄姊妹，他自己的名字，他把他自己翻译作李爱瑞。
And he translated his name to in Chinese, Li Aiwei.
然后他在山东很贫困的农村里面做宣教士。
And he was a missionary in a very, very rural area in China.
到了1940年，这个日本人那时候侵犯中国，在珍珠港事件之后。
In the 1940s, right after the attack of the Japanese on Pearl Harbor.
他们把他当间谍一样，把他抓关在我们山东老家和山东潍县日本现今。宪兵部那个集中营里面
，and they captured him and put him in a concentration camp in Shandong, is where my family grew up.
我自己的爷爷也被关在日本宪兵部山东潍县里面哈。
And my grandfather was actually locked up in the same camp.
所以我这次看这个故事，我里面很感动，我都不知道他后面的这一段。
And I actually did not know the latter half of the story.
而且他在监狱里面，像戴德森的后代戴少珍这些，都是他那个时候在里面兼顾他们的孩子啊。
And he was the one who strengthened Hudson Taylor's children during that season as well.
然后他几年之后，他死在监狱里面。
And a few years later, he actually died in prison.
43岁而已。
He was 43 when he passed away.
弟兄姊妹，这个人真是了不起一个。
And this man is amazing.
他心里面敬畏神，尊重神。
He feared God, he honored God.
他可以在地上有这么好的前途，但是他完全就是为了中国，为了神。
When he had such an opportunity to expand himself, but for the sake of the Lord and for China, gave it all up.
弟兄姊妹，我们回头看看今天我们的中间。
And brothers and sisters, let's come and look.At ourselves,
或是在这一个世代里面
or in this generation.
很多时候我们一忙我们就不来聚会了
A lot of times when we're too busy, we say, okay, I don't have to go to the meeting.
我们跑去加班，孩子们在家做功课就不来聚会了
And we will do overtime at work, kids will study at home, then we say, okay, we don't have to go.
甚至更糟糕的是，连中文学校有一些活动，孩子们逐日都不来聚会了
It's even worse that certain events in Chinese schools on Sundays, then they don't come to church anymore.
更糟糕的是，居然有孩子们的 birthday party, 甚至会他们就不来聚会了
and even worse they would there's a birthday party for their kids on Sundays and they would stop meeting on Sunday
弟兄姊妹我们不知道到底把神摆在哪里
and brothers and sisters I question where have we placed God
我们怎么把神这么神圣而严肃的命令我们到底怎么看它
how do we view such a solemn commandment that God has for us
神说这是圣日什么工都不准做
God said this day is holy you shall not work
弟兄姊妹我们要把自己至少一个礼拜要有一天分别出来
at the very minimum, this one day of the week, we set it apart for the Lord.
而且弟兄姊妹，我们今天在新约里面，我们不是守旧约的安息日。
Brothers and sisters, in the New Testament, we're not keeping the letters of the law in the Old Testament.
在新约里面就转过来了，变成主日，主复活的日子。
In the New Testament, it's been turned, and it's the Lord's day.
不再是礼拜六了，变成礼拜天了。
No longer Saturday, but Sunday.
礼拜天是主复活的日子。
It is the day of His resurrection.
圣经上里面讲到七日的头一日，第一日。
And the scripture says the first day of the week.
基督从死里复活了。
Christ was risen.
弟兄姊妹，这个日子更特别。
This day is more has a greater significance.
而且你看，我们每个主日一定有擘饼的聚会。
And every Sunday here we break bread together.
我们等于一个礼拜开始在主的桌子前面了。
And we begin this week before the table of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个世界是这样子，礼拜六、礼拜天是 weekend.
For the world, Saturday and Sunday is their weekend.
礼拜六、礼拜天是周末，所以我们很少把礼拜天当做一个礼拜的第一天。
And very seldom do we have this attitude of treating Sunday as the first day of the week.
所以我们跟着世界的潮流，我们都认为礼拜天是最后一天了。
And we go with the flow of the world, we feel like a Sunday is the last day of the week.
哎呀，明天又要上班了，我们就很烦啊，然后就很想 relax, 看电视，做别的事情。
Tomorrow I got to go back to work again. I really want to relax right now. Just watch some TV and do something else.
想到明天 Monday, 我们 Blue Monday, 明天是我们这个礼拜的第一天，又要开始了。
And tomorrow's Monday, the first day of the week, is going to start all over again.
啊、弟兄姊妹，基督徒的第一天是哪一天？
Brothers and sisters, the first day for Christians, which day?
主日啊。
The Lord's Day.
弟兄姊妹，照着圣经创造宇宙的神，第七日是安息日，七日的头一日是主日。
And according to the Lord of creation, the seventh day of the week is the day of rest. The first day of the week is the Lord's Day.
所以我们基督徒礼拜六、礼拜天都很有属灵意义，对不对？
For Christians, Saturday and Sunday, there should be spiritual significance for us.
而且七日的头一日，耶稣复活了。
And the first day of the week, the Lord is resurrected.
七日的头一日，我们在主耶稣的饼杯面前开始这个礼拜。
And the first day of the week, we begin the week in the Lord.
多荣耀、
哦、How glorious!
吃主喝主得着一切的供应
We eat of him, we drink of him, we receive all of his supply.
而且饼杯说到主在仇敌面前为我们摆设的宴席
And this cup and this bread is a feast the Lord set before our enemies.
我们向仇敌夸胜
And we say to our enemies, we have victory over you.
在耶利哥的平原
In the plains of Jericho,
神的百姓进迦南
the people of God enter into Canaan.
迦南七族这么多仇敌在前面
and the seven tribes of Canaan are right before them.
有这么多的未得之地和祝福等候他们承受
and all these lands that they have yet to conquer are for them to inherit.
弟兄姊妹，他们先吃庆功宴，在耶利哥平原就先守逾越节
and on the plains of Jericho, they observe the Passover first.
在历史上从来没有庆功宴是先吃的，都是打完仗才吃的
In history, there's no such a thing of having the celebration feast before the battle, but they did it that day.
圣经给我们的见证和榜样是先吃庆功宴再去打仗。
The example the Bible has given us is eat the celebration feast, then do battle.
弟兄姊妹，每个礼拜天早晨我们就是来到主饼杯的面前。
Every single Sunday we come to the presence of our God.
在仇敌面前他为我们摆设宴席。
And before our enemies he's established this feast.
还要用油膏我们的头。
He will anoint us with the oil.
叫我们的福杯满溢啊。
That our cups will run over.
弟兄姊妹，礼拜天太宝贵了。
Sundays are so important.
不能不来聚会啊。
You have to come.
哦、所以我们一定要在主面前立一个心志。
And we have to set a spirit within our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们至少在主的面前，我们给自己有三个要求。
And we have three requirements of ourselves before the Lord.
我们每一个主日，我们决定不再随便不来。
And every single Sunday, we do not casually miss it.
每一个主日都要分别为圣。
At every single Lord's day, we have to sanctify it.
而我们来的时候
，And when we come,
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里有要有准备。
And we need to prepare ourselves as we come.
啊，底下是我真正要讲的这三件事情是我们可以做的。
And these three things that we really can do.
我们一定要来啊
！We have to come.
然后要来的时候有三件事情。
And when you come, three things.
第一件事情
，the very first one.
我们立志绝不迟到。
We set in our minds that we will not be late.
这是跟万王之王、万主之主相会的日子。
And it's the day of communion with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们在主面前立志，我绝不迟到。
We set within our mind that we will not be late.
这是圣日。
It is a holy day.
与神相会是圣会。
This meeting with God is a holy union.
这是我这一个礼拜最重要的一件事情。
It's the most important thing for me this week.
我要先去朝见我的神。
I'm going to go see my God.
我先要去敬拜我的神。
I'm going to go worship my God.
我先要来到主的桌子面前。 席人来吃主喝主。
I'm going to come to his table and partake of him.
我要来到基督身体里面接受身体的供应和保护。
I'm going to come to the body of Christ to receive his blessings and his protection.
享受身体里面一切的祝福。
To enjoy all the blessings in the body of Christ.
我们绝不迟到这一件事。
So we'll not be late. The first thing.
礼拜六早点睡。
Saturday night, everybody go to bed early.
第二天早上要带的东西早点准备好。
Tomorrow morning, the things that you got to bring, set it aside early.
准时来。
Come on time.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
要立志 to serve. 要立志要来服侍。
Set within your mind that I'm going to serve on that day.
对神。
Towards God.
我们来 worship 他。
We worship him.
我们要借着最好的唱诗、祷告、敬拜。
With the best of our singing, our prayers,our act of worship towards him,
来满足他
to satisfy him.
决定不要来在那边只是坐下来听听今天要讲什么道
Don't just come and sit down and say, let's see what I'm going to hear today.
来没有人可以空着手来我是要来献祭的
Nobody comes to God empty handed.
我是要把祷告献给他
I'm going to come with a sacrifice of praise.
借着今天的诗歌把赞美归给他
And through the songs and our time of worship, I give him worship.
保罗对哥林多教会说七日的头一日要把你们的捐项分别出来预备好奉献带给神
Paul says to the Corinthians that the first day of the week set apart what you have set apart and bring it to the house of the Lord for the Lord
对神是敬拜
and towards God is an act of worship
而对弟兄姊妹
and towards brothers and sisters
我们也真的是预备好要在爱中彼此服侍
and we prepare ourselves to serve one another in love
哥林多前书14章那里讲到把各样的恩赐赐给人的时候
1 Corinthians chapter 14 when it says that many gifts are given to men
他说你们聚会个人或有诗歌或有教训或有启示或有方言等等等
He says that when you get together, some of you have hymns, have prophecies, and have words of encouragement.
目的是什么
And what is its purpose?
凡事都当造就人
All things must, be must edify one another.
所以我们来到神家真的是要用各样的方法各样的恩赐要来造就彼此
And with all means, we come and edify one another.
彼此扶持彼此关怀彼此洗脚
To serve one another, to care for one another, to wash each other's feet.
第三件事情
And thirdly,
一定要立志有所得着
And set within your minds that I'm going to get something.
要向神祷告说主你今天一定要在聚会中对我说话
I say, Lord, today you have to speak to me.
日用的饮食主每一天都赐给我们
And Lord, you provide for me our needs every single day.
而主日更是我们多多得祝福的日子
But on Sundays is particular day of blessing that we may receive more.
我们决定不甘心空手而回
That we're not going to go empty handed.
你不要说哎呀那样不是很自私吗来还要有所得
And you say, isn't that very selfish for me to come as I have to get something?
神喜欢我们向他要
God delights that we would ask of him
这个要说明我们信任他
And this asking says that we trust him
这个要说明我们渴慕我们在乎属灵的祝福
And this wanting speaks of our desire and longing for spiritual blessings
所以神说大大张口我就大大充满
So the Lord says, open up your mouth wide and I will fill it
你们得不着因为你们不求
You have not receive because you have not asked.
我已经几十年了弟兄姊妹我每一次参加聚会我都跟神至少要一句话
Many, it's been decades. Every single meeting, I will ask the Lord for at least one word.
不管借着诗歌借着弟兄姊妹的祷告借着信息我说主今天至少给我一句话
Whether it be through the songs that we sing, the prayers that brothers and sisters offer, or the messages, I say, Lord, give me something today.
你觉得神难道真的只给一句话吗
Do you think the Lord really is stingy enough to just give you one word?
常常不止一句话的
He's giving you a lot, he's giving me a lot more.
弟兄姊妹啊要向神要
But just we need to ask of God.
要渴慕
And with a longing.
得到主的话就把它当食物吃了
As we have the word of the Lord, we eat it.
我们得到主的话如获至宝一样带回去好好的享受好好的遵行
And we take the word of God like the utmost treasure to enjoy and to do it.
弟兄姊妹这是我们在主的面前我们盼望一起来学的
This is something that I pray that all of us will learn together
我们怎么样子让我们的聚会能够真的越来越好呢
And how can we allow our meetings to get better and better
我知道有些人不来聚会是因为你们觉得聚会没有这么好
And I know many brothers and sisters who do not come because they felt like the meeting is not really that great
那这是我们全部都要一起来努力的
And this is something we all need to strive for
那求神让我们在各样的服事上面我们都能够追求长进和卓越
And we pray that in everyservices that we are engaged in that we will grow and we will pursue excellence
要不断的进步
and we will continue to improve
而且要追求 outstanding
and to pursue
excellency
我
们要真的要把最好的来给神
and we want to give God the very best.
带诗的就好好的带领弟兄姊妹 worship.
And those who are worship leaders, lead brothers and sisters to worship.
招待就要把最好的招待摆在那里，让人家一来就觉得这是神的家。
And those of you who are ushers, you need to prepare yourselves that when everyone who comes, they will have a sense that this is God's house.
如果你自己是招待都迟到的话，你怎么当招待？
If you're the usher and you're late today, how can you be the usher?
弟兄姊妹上厕所出不来，因为卫生纸没有了，你们招待没有准备好。
A brother and sister goes to the bathroom and they can't come out because there's no more toilet paper.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神家做
part.
I experienced that. 弟兄姊妹，我们要经历这些，我们不是要经历，我们要追求长进。
We need to pursue growth.
要在各样的服事上把它做到最好。
In every aspect of our service, we got to grow.
我们聚会本身也要进步。
And our meetings itself has to improve.
因为神给我们的祝福远超过我们所求所想。
Because God's blessings for us surpasses what we can
imagine. 神要给我们的祝福远超过我们到目前为止我们所经历的。
Far exceed what we have experienced today.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。